When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
The Jason and Alexis podcast is brought to you by our friends at Sears Imported Autos, serving four generations of happy, returning customers.
Sears Imported Autos is just 10 minutes west of downtown on 394 in Minnetonka. More information at searsimports.com.
Hey, Jace, did I see you drive by my house in a new car?
You sure did there, Goober. I waved to you in your front lawn.
Nice. I didn't know you were getting a new one. Where did you go, Jason?
I went to Sears Imported Autos, and I really wasn't planning on getting a new car. But I went online, I saw a car, I went in there, and Sue, I love Sue, her service was amazing, and it really was one of those examples of customer service makes a difference. And it's not a surprise to me. They've been in business for over 55 years, serving not one, not two, not three, four, Lex and Dawn, four generations of happy customers, and now I'm one of them. They were named best of the best for Mercedes for 2018 and 2019. I mean, it is really where, as they say, quality meets affordability. The selection of their certified pre-owned vehicles will help you find like a dream car at the price you want. So if you're going to get a car, Dawn or Lex, Sears Imported Autos, where are they again, Lex?
Sears Imported Autos is just 10 minutes west of downtown on 394 in Minnetonka.
More information at searsimports.com.
And when you walk into Sears Imported Autos, make sure you say you heard about them from Jace.
This feels like that song that we love to play sometimes on a Friday.
Oh, Rebecca Black's Friday?
Yes.
Friday. Oh. Gotta get down on Friday. Yay,
I'll talk to you Monday. See you Monday.
Kenny, don't leave.
I'm gone.
We're gonna play Would You Rather now.
This is my favorite part of the show, Kenny. Don't leave.
Yeah, I am curious to see what you guys say about some of these questions.
Okay.
It's time to make a choice. Jason and Alexis present Would You Rather.
It's kind of weird without Jason singing along with me, huh?
I always like to sing that, but I've been told by unofficial researcher Phil to stop.
What?
Yeah, he doesn't appreciate my singing.
To him.
Okay.
I mean, sometimes. He did remind us that the state fair is 6 months away.
Yeah, sometimes he's helpful.
Yeah, which they'll open, right? I mean, at that point, hopefully people will be.
The headline in the paper yesterday was that it's fairly certain we'd have a fair.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I, you know, I am a glass half empty girl, but I'm going to be positive here and say, yes, we are having a state fair.
Yes.
Can you focus on the game?
Oh,
my God, the music's playing.
Yes, yes, squirrel! Okay. Squirrel, squirrel, okay, everyone, play
Jeez,
along at home.
Steph.
Okay.
I didn't mean to bring up the fair. I'm so sorry.
Would you rather?
Steph Hansen's in for Jace today. Jace is ice fishing. Dawn is off today. Brother Rob is in. So please play along. All right. You guys ready?
Ready.
Yeah.
Would you rather be unable to have kids or only conceive quintuplets?
No kids. That's easy.
We all have one kid here on the show.
Quinn is four? Yeah.
I don't have any kids.
I mean, I'm sorry.
Rob doesn't have kids. He's right. happy. Look at his face. And he looks young. He's got like nice clothes on. Yeah. Okay. Four is a quad. No.
Quintuplets. It's five. No, it's five children. Yeah.
Okay. I can't have five kids. I'm going to have none.
Okay.
You don't even have like, you have five, like the hands, the arms, like they'd be all over you. You'd be like Romulus and Remus with them hanging off of each nipple.
Yeah, you would be. You need help.
For those of you following my Greek Roman historical references.
Rob, what would you do? No kids or quintuplets?
I'm staying the way I am.
Yeah.
No kids.
Rob, you're doing it right, man.
I would have quintuplets versus no kids.
100% would have predicted that answer, and I'm so glad for you. If you need a help, I'll come and bounce one on one knee.
Okay, perfect. Thank you. You know I'm going to need it. Even with one kid now, it's a rough road.
Yeah, right. Five. Poor that Nadia Sulman. Remember her, the Octo Mom? She didn't have a chance.
Right, and then she also had multiples before that.
She did. So, yeah.
Yeah. Would you rather have out of control body hair or a strong, pungent body odor?
Kenny,
I'll go with the hair. A hair that smells like mashed potatoes.
Sasquatch
and gravy.
Yeah, chicken gravy. Hey, here comes an old chicken gravy again.
I mean, the body hair sounds not great, but then the smelling all the time, could you mask the scent with, like, perfume and oils and things?
No, it would always come through.
Okay, then I'm going to go with the hair because I could cut it. I could shave it. I already have to shave my chin.
Me too.
Yeah. That's no joke.
One day we'll be able to grow our beards out.
Shaving road. Let's not go down the shaving road. We did that a week or so ago with McLean. there's just things that I don't want to know about
you. Okay. You like the mystery of that we just wake up this way?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yes. Rob, what would you do?
Hair there and everywhere.
Yeah, same. Same. Kind of cool. You don't need a jacket, guys.
You'd have the hair vest.
Yeah, all natural. You braid it, bead it, embellish it.
Boy, all I can think of is Jesse Ventura and his chin braid.
Oh, my gosh.
That was gross.
That was something.
He was the greatest wrestler ever.
He was a good wrestler.
So dirty, so dirty.
I like a good Hulk Hogan, too, I'm not going to lie.
What are you talking about, brother? Just answer the question.
Can you believe he was our governor?
No, I can't believe that.
It's like a weird chapter.
Yeah. Oh, wow. After that last question, here we go. Would you rather live in a nudist colony or live with the Amish?
Oh.
Can't we combine them?
Because the Amish are pretty great.
Naked Amish?
The Amish are awesome.
Yeah, they
are.
They don't rely on other tools. They have their own tools. They farm. They make good eggs.
Yeah.
They ride horses. I mean, they're a great neighbor to have.
But I like seeing people naked, so I'm going with naked.
Though, if you ever been to like a nudist colony or a nudist beach,
are people you don't want to see.
Yeah, they're not hot naked.
No.
Yeah, I still want to see them. It's my contention that all guys want to see all women, no matter what they look like, naked.
Okay.
A lot of people disagree with this, but I know what you're thinking. I know what everybody's thinking.
Okay.
That's kind of true. And you see the same people, too, because it's the same colony. I mean, maybe there'll be visitors and stuff, but...
You guys, I was at a nudist beach in Spain. There were, like, families there. So there was this mom and dad with their, like, 15-year-old daughter.
Well, that's not cool.
Who you could tell was just mortified.
I don't want to see that.
And
just leave your kids
too?
At home.
Yeah, and they all were. So, I mean, and in Europe, they're a little freer with the Nike.
You're right. There's kind of like a puberty age that's just kind of like maybe they should be clothed.
Yeah. Yep. Like
until they're like 21.
Yeah,
that's right.
I want to feel free to ogle people without, you know, that.
Feeling creeper, man.
Yeah.
Without violating the law.
Right.
I draw the line there.
Yeah. That's gross.
Oh, okay. How about this one? Would you rather suck a dirty stranger's toe for 2 minutes?
I didn't know what you were going to say.
Yep.
Or be in a cage with a honey badger and a lion for 20 seconds.
Bring on that toe, piggy fool.
I mean, this is a terrible question. Because one is like going to induce death.
True.
If you're 20 seconds in a cage with a lion, never mind the honey badger. He doesn't even need to be there.
Honey badger don't care, though. They might tag team you.
Yeah, but the dirty toe, I don't know.
I mean, 2 minutes is a long time, guys.
2 minutes is an eternity.
Yeah,
I'd put effort into it. You know, I'd kiss it and lick it.
All I can think about is the Woody Allen documentary.
Oh, gross. Oh,
you have. Why would you have to say that out loud?
I don't know.
Oh, that just wrecks everything.
I know. It does, and I'm sorry, and I take it back. And can we please move on to the next question?
I've got another one. Would you rather... Oh, I can't wait for your answers to this one. Have a threesome with your partner or cheat.
Or wait, what? Cheat?
Or cheat.
Aren't they both the same thing?
Well, no, because your partner's in on the... I suppose.
Your partner's there.
Is it cheating if you're all in on it together?
I don't think so, because then you're both cheating on each other.
Yeah.
You know what's happening, so...
There was a great show that was with Toni Collette, and I'll think of it, where they decided to like experiment in the marriage and each have like other partners.
Yes.
And it was really interesting and a good show. And then, of course, like the guys find partners right away, right?
Uh huh.
And then he like fell in love with his partner. Oh, yeah, geez. It's a good show.
Steph, you know the secret to it.
That does not sound like a good show.
The secret to a good marriage, Kenny, is what? The third person?
The secret to a good menage a trois.
Uh-huh.
Make yourself useful.
Oh, in the threesome?
I have to think so hard about that. It's hurting my brain.
Jesus. That just stopped everything.
Yeah, this might be a good time for...
I hope you're happy with your choice.
This has been Would You Rather.
I'm still, like, processing.
Make yourself useful.
I think we should maybe take a break.
Yeah, I think it's time.
We'll come back.
Look at the dirt on
being more useful.
Hey, ladies, want to go for a test drive?
I knew it, Dawn. Jason's buying us a car.
So, do you mind if I ask for one with a moonroof and heated cup holders?
Guys, I'm not going to buy you a car. We're going to test drive a new smile.
Rude.
No, goofball. Your smile is great. But look, if you don't like your smile for whatever reason, Dr. Amy at Hughes Dental can take you for a smile test drive.
How does that work?
Well, after someone does one of Dr. Amy's legendary virtual smile consults and they start to consider veneers, Dr. Amy can do a 30-minute appointment where she puts on a composite material that will show the patient what their actual new smile could look like.
That's some Star Wars stuff right there.
Well, that's why I call Dr. Amy, the Yoda of dentistry. Contact Dr. Amy and ask her about virtual smile consults and the smile test drive at hughes-dental.com.
Oh, and don't forget, Dr. Amy can be your regular dentist too. Again, that's hughes-dental.com.
And follow them on Instagram for the latest promotions.
This is a My Talk Dirt Alert.
All right. Do we have Elizabeth Reese?
Yes, we do. Yeah, time for the dirt alert. She ran down with her little baby downstairs.
Hi, Elizabeth.
I'm here. Good morning.
Good morning, guys.
Sorry, we're talking about bread.
I know, we were talking about bread, and then I was timing running the baby downstairs. This is my life.
Okay.
Happy Friday, everybody.
Happy Friday, and thank you for joining us with what is bound to be a little bit of a sad dirt alert, because are you going to talk about Lady Gaga?
I mean, we've been talking about this now since yesterday. So when I first brought you this story yesterday morning, we had details, and now it's just seeming to get so much worse. So Lady Gaga's dog walker is in critical condition after being shot by thieves who targeted her three French bulldogs. Now, let me be clear. Investigators don't know if the thieves knew that they were Lady Gaga's dogs.
All these crazy alien stories can't be true, can they? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
Or if they were just targeting French bulldogs, because apparently French bulldogs are in such high demand that people will pay to get them. Which, I know people who get French bulldogs regularly. Is this like just a California thing?
Apparently it's happening a lot in California.
Gosh. So Ryan Fisher is her dog walker, who is a very good friend of Lady Gaga's. The video that is now out from a neighbor's camera is so sad, where you see Ryan Fisher walking these three adorable dogs at 9:40 at night. I mean, this isn't like an unreasonable thing. And then this car pulls up. It's a white sedan. Two guys get out of the back. They threaten him and yell him, and they say, "Give it up." Then you hear him get shot. One of the dogs gets away. The two thieves grab each of the other dogs, one of them yelping as they get into the car, and then the thieves drive away and Ryan Fisher is left for dead on the street. It's terrible. Absolutely terrible. Lady Gaga is apparently, and understandably, totally distraught. She's in Rome preparing to shoot the movie Gucci, trying to figure out if she's going to come home, and offering a $500,000 reward, no questions asked, for the return of those dogs.
Okay. I hope somebody can help these poor people.
I know. It's very terrible. So Ryan Fisher is like a well-known dog walker, too. He's an animal handler. And there are other people who he's walked for. And they say he would absolutely lay down his life for those dogs that are in his care, that he is that passionate about animals.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh, that he loves these animals so much and that he is, just so dedicated to them, and also is very good friends with Lady Gaga.
Okay.
I know. Yeah. It's really sad.
I mean, at this point, too, if you have the dogs, everyone knows about it.
I don't know. Can you sell them?
Can you sell them?
To somebody? I mean, I would think you probably could. I don't know if her
dogs are microchipped.
I would think so, too.
Yeah.
That's a good reminder to make sure your dog is microchipped.
Yes, it is.
I don't know. And if you ever lose your dog, check on the Nextdoor app. It's basically like a lost dog sanctuary.
unless you live in the city, and then it's a crime report.
That's true. It's both. It's both. But I've seen a lot of lost cats. A little cat named Milo was just returned to his home in my neighborhood, which seemed like a joyful reunion. I once lost Gracie Lou for an entire 4th of July. Turned out she was just hanging out with another Labrador at a neighbor's house.
That's right. Did you find her?
Oh, yeah. We always find her. Yes, we found her through the Nextdoor app. And then I realized that her collar, our phone number, had kind of worn away on her collar because it was jingling next to the rabies shot thing, you know?
Yep.
So it wore away and we didn't really realize it. So they were calling the wrong phone number to try to get us. And then I found her on the Nextdoor app. But but she's a German short hair pointer. Listen, she can survive on her own. She would hunt up some pheasant and make herself a little feast in the backyard.
Just fine.
I know. So that's what's happening with Lady Gaga's dogs. I wish I had a better update. I was hoping so much this morning that I would wake up and see like that they've been recovered, because I just think it's so, dogs are such sensitive animals, and to be taken from their owners like that in a terrifying way has got to be so scary for them.
Yeah.
And that third one too is probably so confused as well.
I know. And then this wonderful dog walker who's in the hospital. It's terrible. Okay, I do have some Prince Harry news as we are approaching the Harry and Meghan Markle big Oprah sit-down interview, which is going to air on March 7th. Prince Harry also did a little chat with James Corden. So James Corden took Prince Harry on a guided tour of L.A. They even hopped on a double-decker bus for an afternoon tea. And he says that he was walking. He says it was never walking away from his job as a royal. It was stepping back rather than stepping down. He said it was a really difficult environment, as I think a lot of people saw. We all know what the British press can be like. And here's what Prince Harry said. It was destroying my mental health. I was like, this is toxic. So I did what any husband and what any father would do, is like, I need to get my family out of here. That's what he did. There
seems
you go.
Reasonable.
It seems totally reasonable.
Yeah.
Can I just be the bad voice for a minute?
Yeah, yes. Always.
Yes, do it.
It seems totally reasonable. And yes, protect your family, protect your mental health. But why are we hearing about it? You could have just stayed inside the castle and lived your merry life, or you could have moved to the United States and lived your life, and you know, we don't have to hear your stuff.
Well, he says that public service is what he's going to do no matter what. So no matter where
then
he
do
is,
it.
If he's working.
Stop talking about it. We don't need to know.
Oh, so are you not interested at all in the Oprah interview?
Of course I'm interested, but I would like it to just be, this is not some...
I know, but Stephanie, you have to remember that he's taking a stand against the British press, and he is going to use his voice to needle the British press and tell them that they are terrible because he believes they killed his mother. And so that will be this sword that he will carry until his dying day, that he will do everything in his power to remind them day after day that they killed his mother, and he's not going to let them do the same thing to his wife. Boom.
And
drop it.
Yeah. There's nothing you can say about that other than, because obviously that's traumatic and all that stuff.
Yeah.
I just think if you really wanted to get out of the public eye, get out.
I don't think he wanted to get out of the public eye, though. I think he wanted to be, treated, and his wife treated, not as a piece of meat and not feel like she was in danger because of the way the press treats people.
The way you do that is you get out of the public eye.
All right, Steph.
Queen Anne, look at her. Yeah. I mean, there's a million royals that we don't hear about every single solitary second.
I know, but in The Crown, Queen Anne's, or Princess Anne seems kind of bitter all the time.
Yeah, and she's nuts.
Mad. Yeah.
Oh,
yep.
She's a really good horse rider. And then she's kind of angry the rest
because
of the time.
Because she never got the accolades, but she's because she's not in. Yeah.
She has a frowny face.
And
Stephanie.
I feel sad for people that have mental health. I feel sad for Harry. I do empathize. I actually like them as a couple. I'm not buying the whole line, hook, line, and sinker. I'm a little more skeptical than that.
All right, that's fair.
Yeah.
I don't know. He says it in, but he says it in his British accent. What are you supposed to do? Not believe him? Yeah.
And he's a ginger. And anything a ginger says, I'm like down for it.
That's totally true because they've had a life of hardship that no one else can understand.
That's right, because we're always the ugly kids.
Listen, our TCL reporter, Kelly Hansen, it was scarred from how people treated her with her red hair when she was growing up.
Me
and I
too.
Had no idea that this was how it was. And she didn't learn to love her red hair until she was like college or post-college.
You're always the ugly kid in every picture. The freckles, the ugly. You look like Mason Reese.
No.
Oh, yeah. It goes on and on. I have
all
ugly
of my
child
other friends
trauma.
We're like unicorns, beautiful, magical people.
That's what your mom told you. But that wasn't what people thought.
Oh, my God. Stephanie Hansen on a Friday. Boy, I love it when she gets wound up.
Fantastic.
I love you guys.
Oh, we love you. Thanks so much, Elizabeth. Check out Elizabeth Simpson's live today at 3. And also, podcast too of My Talk 107.1.
Oh, don't miss it. It was pretty great.
I feel like I should just let this keep going and going and going. I love those Hanson boys.
Huh. Is it something in the name?
Potentially. Potentially. They're so talented and handsome and lovely.
And working with their family. Would you like to be in a band with your family?
Oh, wow.
Would you guys get along?
We are in a band. It's called the Dysfunctional Family Circus.
Music are you making?
Well, one of us is very type A and typing on our computer. The other one is puzzling a lot. We've got a lot of people in the family doing lots of different things. If we were in a family band, I would definitely be the tambourine.
Oh,
because I have
picking instruments.
Yeah, I can't sing. I mean I could dance and do the tambourine. That's about all I could do.
Yeah.
How about
why
you,
not?
Lex?
You could have some, like, fringe on, and I play a mad kazoo.
It just cracks me up. You'd have the fringe.
Yeah, I'd have the fringe. Yep. Now, if I could ultimately pick any instrument that I would instantly be good at, it would be the bass, because that's the hottest instrument.
And hot girls playing bass guitar is pretty hot.
Is it? Okay. Yeah. Well, you just get to that low. You feel it in your groin. I love it. I love it. So good.
Well, that's the place you're supposed to feel it. So that's really great.
Yeah.
I'm glad it's all working.
You just feel it. Now, Kenny's already in a band, so...
Is he?
No, I'm not. Steph, back in the day, did you ever see The Clams? Were you ever a fan of that band?
Did they play at Moby Dick's?
Yeah. It was all original music, and they were all female, and this would have been mid to late 80s, The Clams.
Yeah, I'm sure I did, because I was out and about in... I was in 8th grade, 9th grade.
They were a lot of fun.
Sneaking into places.
Yes. Wonderful band.
Yeah, The Clams. I like that as a name for a band. That's a good name. Do you ever
for a female band, yeah.
Yeah. Good band names.
You've played in a band, though. Kenny and Mike, right? Or you play the guitar?
Yeah. No, bass.
It is the bass.
Yeah, do you still do it in the garage? Like, boom, 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 boom. There's Kenny.
Yeah, occasionally, but I don't have a lot of interest in it.
Can I just break the hearts of many men out there right now that one of the things I've noticed during the pandemic is a lot of dudes that are feeling the feels and they have a guitar, whether it's acoustic or they're doing the electric guitar thing, and they're recording themselves. And then they're like, just like sitting at home playing a little like strummity strum strum strum. And then they put the video out there and you're just like, dude, this is a private moment. Please have it alone. Do not share.
To your mom.
Or they're like Stairway to Heaven playing the first like bar. No, thank you.
Some of them are cool though, right? Or are we just talking about the ones that you watch and you're like, this is bad?
No.
I'm with Steph. It reminds me of that scene in Animal House where Belushi's walking down the steps and some ding-a-ling's playing his acoustic guitar and Belushi grabs it and smashes it into a million pieces. That's what I want to do when I see that. Yeah, that's what
If you're at all good, you're usually in like a band or you're on Insta or somewhere. You know, it's just these are dads in the basement.
And you feel really embarrassed for them.
I have secondhand embarrassment, Alexis. That's exactly right.
I see that you have the Bee Gees on there. That would be a great band to be in. Right,
oh, you guys. If you are looking for something fun to watch this weekend, the documentary that they did that's on was done by HBO Max, but it's also on Hulu, and it's free on Hulu, is the Bee Gees. And it's about 90 minutes. And you forget... Like, you know, we all know Saturday Night Fever, and that was a phenomenon. But you forget the beginning part of the Bee Gees and how much music they had then. Like, they just kept reinventing themselves. And then after Saturday Night Fever, and I did not know this, there was this huge protest that happened at Chicago Stadium that was a Disco Sucks protest. And people brought their disco records. And apparently...
It was between a doubleheader at Comiskey with the White Sox, and it was Steve Dahl and Gary Meyer from, I believe they were at the Loop, AM 1000, and they hated disco, and rightfully so, and they decided to have a disco demolition night, and so they piled up, they had their listeners bring all these disco records, they piled them up on, I believe it was on second base, and they blew them up, and blew up a portion of the field. And people stormed the field from the stands, and they had to cancel the second game of the doubleheader.
It was
Steve
like a riot.
And Gary, a fun riot. And it just so happens that Steve and Gary are my personal radio heroes. I've always loved them.
Now, do you know this, Kenny? Someone said that was Mike Vec's dad.
Yes, Bill Vec. Yeah.
Okay.
That was one of his promotions. And you think Mike is a good promoter.
From
Bill,
the St. Paul Saints.
Bill, his dad, I mean, he was insane. He was so fun and so cool. Ask Bricey about him sometime. Pat has a lot of stories about Bill Vec.
Yeah, so they chronicle that whole scene in the documentary, and really that turned the tide on disco, but also the Bee Gees, because they were so iconic and affiliated with the disco movement. Mm-hmm. So they literally couldn't get a gig after that. And they had to reinvent themselves yet again as songwriters.
And well, and also when they start, the egos, they want to do their own thing, yep. and then they broke up. And I watched this too, Seb. I agree. It's really good. The only thing that I wish that they had spent a little bit more time on was that breakup and how that happened. And within a family, it just, because there's so many different, you're working together, this is your brother, you know.
Agreed. They also glossed over the, at one point, do you remember them saying like, well, and we were doing a lot of prescription drugs, and then there was no more talk of that.
Yeah, and then it was just like, yep, and we're done.
Yep, that's, and then the Andy Gibb part, too.
Yes.
Who was my shadow dancing, was like life-changing at my house, and the Teen Beat that had the full pull-out poster was right behind my bed. And then he was real hot because he got together with Victoria Principal from Dallas, who was like 20 years older than him. But yes. he apparently had a pretty bad drug problem, and yeah, he was like bad. Successful, but he was always in the shadow of the band, and they didn't really talk about that. And then a week before he actually died, they invited him to be in the Bee Gees, which that was weird too.
Yeah, all of a sudden.
Yeah, like, here, throw the kid a bone. He's having some real problems. Let's get him back in the family. And then he died of a heart attack at 30.
Wow. Yeah.
It was
at
sad.
At the time, I really, really passionately hated disco. I was one of those that wanted to see disco die a gruesome death.
Yeah.
And it's only in the last probably 10, 15 years that I've learned to appreciate it more for the soul aspect.
You yes. know,
a lot of times the genre soul and disco kind of went together, and I started recognizing it for what it was. And I don't have any animosity anymore. I grew out of it.
They talk about that a little bit, how, you know, disco at the beginning was rooted in the soul movement.
Yeah.
And that
yeah.
it got taken over by marketing, and it became right. like disco duck, and just like all right. this grotesque, overplayed aspect of disco, and that's what really people hated.
That's what killed it.
Yep.
Yep.
And you'll have to remember, there were some major mm-hmm. rock acts that kind of slipped into the disco genre, including the Stones and Rod Stewart
sure.
and a lot of guys that were pure rock and roll that their record company said, hey, you know, why don't you throw in a drum machine here and do a little disco for us? And they did. And they sold songs and records. Yeah,
I have a lot of good feelings about disco because I had a sister that was 18 in 79, and she would go to Uncle Sam's, which was First Avenue, and she'd go sure. dance.
Yep. Yeah.
And so, like, she'd get all dressed up and have these glamorous disco outfits on, and I was in, you know, fifth grade thinking,
yes.
oh, she was so cool.
You wanted to go.
Yes, I did. And my dad once and my mom went to a disco night. And my dad wore a blue leisure suit with like this weird polyester shirt buttoned down to his navel and a necklace and white loafers. And when my parents got divorced, that outfit was in the garage for years. And I would look at it and think that I can't even see my dad even wearing that.
Was and that it, the beginning of the end?
Yes,
did mom
I think
pick
it was.
That outfit out for him?
Yes.
Is that why it was still in the garage?
They'd go to Vegas and they'd go dancing at the clubs, and then they'd get those pictures in the red booth, the velvet booths with their arm around each other.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and I knew this marriage cannot last.
The pictures.
Yep, my
mom beginning of the end.
Flippy hair. All right.
Oh, my gosh.
I think it's break time, friends.
Yeah, it is break time, yes. And we have to talk about chicken sandwiches because, Steph, this is hilarious. I saw what you wrote. We will talk about what jumped the shark next.
Okay.
Who you with? How would you like it if I came over with my clip?
It is a great Friday. Thanks for listening to the Jason and Alexis show. I'm Stephanie Hansen. I'm here with Lex. I'm here with Kenny. I'm here with Brother Rob.
Hey,
and
girl,
I can
hey.
Keep going, hey, girl, hey.
Hey, guys, this is your last chance to register for February prizes in our listener rewards. Just a few more days. Can you believe February is almost over?
I can.
Oh, my gosh.
We're in the home stretch.
We are. You can get gift cards to Pizza Luce, REI, Caribou Coffee, and more, plus a private theater rental at an AMC theater. Sign up for rewards, listen, and enter to win mytalk1071.com. Check it out. Cool prizes there.
All right.
But no chicken sandwiches, Steph.
Well, I mean, this is the jump the shark segment, right?
Yes, it is. It's
okay.
time.
So do you want to explain when things jump the shark?
Yeah, so things, when they jump the shark, we kind of have defined it in different ways, but basically you're expecting one thing and they go another way.
And in the...
And you just had enough, it's just too much.
In the olden days of Happy Days, which was a sitcom where Fonzie was...
Hey,
the Fonz, Henry Winkler... We knew that Happy Days was over as an iconic television show when the Fonz was water skiing, and it was an episode where he was water skiing in his leather jacket and jumped over a jump
shark.
Of a shark. And so that's you've crossed over, you've gone too far, you're on the way to being done is when you've jumped the shark. And I would just like to say, if I read one more chicken sandwich review or fish sandwich review for that matter, because they got so much clickbait on the chicken, now they're going for the fish.
Oh yeah, that's right.
These chicken sandwich wars, these fish sandwich wars, they're all just fast food gimmicks. None of their chicken sandwiches are good and none of their fish sandwiches are good. Now they're good by fast food standards maybe.
Oh.
But, like, it's not like you're sitting down at a Red Cow fish sandwich. You know what I mean?
Right.
Or it's not like you're at Revival with a Tennessee hot chicken sandwich. And so I'd like to quit pretending that we need to line these up and have a competition, because they're all from, like, bad to worse.
But don't you want to have the best of the worst, Steph?
If it's good. If it's good. Like, I don't think you can put a little chicken, pretend chicken, pressed chicken patty and then put a pickle on it in a crappy white smashed down sugar filled bun and say, this is the best sandwich ever of my life. No, you're just looking for clicks, and I'm not playing your games. You jumped the shark. Get real food.
I'm so shocked by this.
Do I have to defend chicken sandwiches now?
Yeah.
Well, aren't they good the same way that tacos from Taco Bell are good? I mean, they're not really truly good, but they're good in a bad way. Isn't that what they are?
You know, I will go with that. And then I think
truly authentic.
But. Yeah, I think then we're talking about good of the worst.
Yeah.
Right. Right.
Yep.
Yeah.
And by
not
the way,
best of the worst, good of the worst.
Good of the worst is not correct grammar. Thank you.
Got it.
Don't you
but
think
I understood
that the,
it.
And don't you think like? Okay, I think Taco Bell has changed their meat.
Oh, the beef or the chicken?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, there's not enough beef in there.
It's
not
just,
beefy enough.
It's more like soy texture.
Ah.
And sometimes they amend, and this is allegedly, I don't work at Taco Bell, so let me just say I have no idea what I'm talking about. I'm just a consumer here.
It just feels like it when you eat it.
Yeah, and you can amend, you can amend the product to go further with filler. And I feel like that's kind of what happened, because it doesn't feel like the same experience that it used to.
Interesting.
There's some things about fast food I just don't want to know.
Oh, they put all kinds of stuff in it, and they make it like saltier and sugarier so that your body craves it.
What did I just say to you, Hanson?
I just said, I'm sorry, did I not
don't want to know.
She just kept rolling through.
I don't listen. This is not new news.
I'm kind of shocked because of...
When I say something, she hears the opposite, Lex.
Yeah,
I say no, she hears yes.
Yep.
Welcome to how the lobster communicates with me, Kenny. Say yes when you mean no.
Yeah. You just go the opposite.
That's
I
so
thought
awesome.
For sure on Weekly Dish you guys would do some kind of like chicken tasting just to see what's the best of the worst, you know?
We taste some things and we're not above, like I'm not above eating a chicken sandwich. I'm not above enjoying a chicken sandwich. What I'm irritable about is that we keep acting like this is some James Beard Academy Award winning chicken sandwich feature when really, and can I just say, like,
go ahead.
Nothing is happening in the world that any of us are doing that's interesting. We are reduced to, we're all
staying
at home.
Yeah.
Like, it's what we're doing is not exciting. We don't go anywhere. We don't talk to any people. We don't have invigorating conversations. We're not having dinner parties. We're not doing anything fun. So we're reduced to having to analyze the four worst chicken sandwiches in the world.
Yeah, driving through. And you say that like it's a bad thing, Steph.
And the drive-through. The drive-through traffic at these fast food places.
Culver's is crazy right
now. It's so disappointingly, and I'm not judging anybody, but it's disappointing that this pandemic has pushed us to all these national chain stores, fast food. Like, you know, the local people, they really need our support right now.
Yeah, that's true.
They do.
That's why we're getting carrot cake all over the place, driving all over the Twin Cities to taste
it. You guys, it was a blast.
Oh, Steph, thank you for hanging out with us this morning. Weekly Dish tomorrow morning, 9 to 11. Anything fun for sure?
Oh, yeah. Always fun.
Always fun. Always fun. You guys always do great. All right, cool. Well, everyone have a great weekend. And this is just for you, Kenny. Happy Friday.
Friday.
Finally. He's already gone. All right. We love you guys. Bye, guys. Thanks again, Steph. Bye. Thanks.